from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't know about y'all, but Justin Verlander, man, he better pick this up. And when I say better pick this up, like, I'm not saying that, you know, like, you know, he's, you know, screwing the team or anything like that. Obviously, I think that the Astros and the Mariners, between what those two teams have done of late, it looks very clear that the Astros are going to make it in to the postseason, winning the West at the very least.
Justin Verlander.
But when you start to look at Spencer Arrighetti, the rookie who's currently the AL Rookie of the Month, and he seems to be consistently, fellas, throwing double-digit strikeout games like one after another. Then you got Kikuchi, who many of us thought would be problematic.
I love Kikuchi
when he was traded here, but he has become one of the best starters in the rotation, and had another good outing on Saturday, which led to my hair looking like this. And he has high strikeouts. And so he's been really, really good. You look at Framber Valdez. Hell, he threw 7 no-hit innings in this past game. And that just continues what he's done the last couple of months. And then, you know, Hunter Brown, who has been really, really good, was the AL Pitcher of the Month earlier this season and has continued that in the second half.
Hunter has got
Ronel Blanco has been the most consistent starter all year and had another solid outing in the game on Sunday, which also led to my hair looking the way it looks right now. Justin Verlander, in his 3 starts, obviously his 3 starts, he's coming back from injury, but he's clearly looked worse than anybody else. Like, if you just walked in there, and I'm not saying his name and his history doesn't bring in weight, but doesn't carry weight, but you say, hey, man, that guy over there is 42 years old. His last 3 outings, I mean, he's not been able to eclipse 5 innings. And by the way, he hasn't eclipsed 5 innings in even a couple of starts prior to him going on the IL.
Well, this is not good.
It's been a while. And he has struggled to get guys out. And when you look at him compared to all of the other 5 starters, like, he's clearly the one not producing to the level that they are. I still think season ended today, oh, whoopee, the Royals would be here in a 3-game series against the Astros. I still think he gets one of those 3 starts, Clint, but he better start picking it up, because if it keeps looking like this, he's probably got 4 more starts left. If you look at what they have going the rest of the way, especially if they're going to continue this 6-man rotation, this lessens the amount of starts he would get. He's probably got around 4 more starts left. If it keeps looking like this, that Joe's got it. Joe and Dana and company, they got a hell of a decision to make, because everybody else is pitching like weed to hell. No, you better not leave me off this. I deserve a start. Everybody is pitching like this. Even Ronel Blanco said, I know y'all said that I'll probably be likely to go down, but to hell with that, I'm about to get my 2nd win. He's going to put Joe in a tough spot on what they're going to do.
Yeah, look, Ron, I'm with you, man. I can't look at the Verlander situation this entire year and in the same breath look at what the other guys have doing and are doing right now in terms of getting stronger in a moment where we were worried about Spencer Arrighetti and even maybe Hunter Brown kind of falling off because of the the load of a 162-game season. So I'm with you, man. You got four games left, and Verlander needs to turn the corner.
Four starts for him, yeah.
Yeah. That's 20. I think I just counted 24 games left, so you're looking at roughly four starts for each pitcher, right? Yeah, I think at the very least, Justin Verlander's next start needs to be a really good one, like a really convincing start to not at the very least put Joe Espada and Dana Brown in a mean predicament.
He's got to be Ver. I mean,
at least two of these four final starts got to be a quality start. I mean, especially if everybody else start. It'd be a different thing if Spencer Arrighetti was struggling and Ronel was kind of struggling the way he does. Ronel has, these are like here down the stretch is probably the worst that Ronel has pitched all season, but it is still significantly better than what Justin's bringing.
Yeah. Oh, that, no, I think he's hell with quality start, Ron. I think, and look, a quality start would obviously be the where I'm going with it, like the box score don't matter. Like to me, we need to see a very convincing, dominant, like owning the moment Justin Verlander in multiple starts of the four, maybe five left in this regular season. I mean, I think in order to make that an easy decision, in order to make that a decision that you think you'd be making involving Justin Verlander, like he's got to be dominant. Not in every outing, but he's got to show us the ability to be dominant like Verlander has in the past. You can't come into this thing with other guys going the whole season, other guys getting stronger and better as the season goes, and just say a Justin Verlander that has been a shell of himself even before or after the injury, just because he's Justin Verlander, we're going to put him in the starting rotation in critical games over some of these guys. Let's be honest, there's four of them.
No.
Right? Because Ronel Blanco is going to be the guy when they go to a five-man rotation. At the end of the day, somebody else is going to have to exit. And I just think it's going to be a tough situation if Verlander continues to leave any level of doubt out there.
Fellas. He walked the bases loaded to kick off the game.
Well, yeah, if you watch that whole game, Ron, he was like, all over the place.
First time in his career.
Like, whoa. Like.
What the hell?
Yeah, like you said, man, he, and the thing is, his greatness.
I mean, he threw us 107 pitches in 4 2/3 innings.
His great, yes. And for somebody who's supposed to be just building up.
Yes.
It's good. His three or four starts ago, he threw 57 pitches. He threw 100. I mean, that is tight.
It's not ideal.
Like, and that small period, that's a lot of pitches. But, I mean, he kicked the thing off with a walk in the bases loaded, and you could clearly see, like, he didn't have his great stuff at all or control of everything. Now, his greatness and his ability to kind of buckle down and pitch, you know, prevented it from being worse than it could have been.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.